This is a podcast from Rover.
You're listening to the best bits of Lee and Tammy.
And we're off to Coachella.
Yeah, we are. Pixie Lane is there. She's won a trip and she's having a great time. Pixie, are you there? Pixie!
Pixie!
Hello!
How are you?
Hello! I am surviving and thriving right now.
Well, how was weekend one of Coachella, mate? Break us down. Break it down for us.
Oh my goodness. Well, it has just been an absolute whirlwind of amazingness. Day one, we walked like 29 kilometers in the desert.
Wow.
Around Coachella, seeing all the incredible acts. There's been like so many surprises throughout Coachella. No Doubt played yesterday for the first time in 9 years. And Gwen Stefani, man, she has still got it. She's like, I don't know what they feed her or what she does or what they have in LA, but she has not aged and she still sounds exactly the same. But when we're talking about surprises, DoLab, they have a stage here and they're just like surprise set. Billie Eilish and Friends, she came out with some friends yesterday, which was mad. But it's been crazy. You walk a lot, you drink a lot, and everybody is just so happy.
Wow.
I'm dusty, guys, let's be honest.
I can hear it in your voice. We've got a little highlight of one of the from Gwen Stefani. Check this out.
And if my ears aren't bleeding, then you know you're not loud enough, okay? Here we go.
Just a girl. Oh, I mean, no doubt. We're massive, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were.
She's just incredible. But I tell you what, my absolute favourite set of Coachella, hands down, which is a surprise. I've seen him in New Zealand, but I've never seen him play like this before. It was Dom Dolla.
Oh.
He closed off the Sahara stage last night.
Yeah.
And he is bringing out a new song that I don't think it's going to surprise everybody. He got on the mic and said, "This is my new track." And guess what it is, guys? He's bringing out Rum and Bass.
What? Rum and Bass?
What's that?
Drum and Bass, guys.
Oh, he's going to make Drum and Bass.
He's got a drum and bass tune. I put a little snippet of it on my story, and it's an amazing drum and bass tune, and I think that's going to be his next release, which, you know, is Dom Dolla going to be the person that makes drum and bass commercial in America? I think so, which is a bit of a spin-off considering that he is a house DJ, but he's producing some drum and bass and bringing it out to the world, and the song slaps. It's a really beautiful track. I wouldn't be surprised if it makes the charts
yet. Oh, great. Like, we'll DM him and see if we can get a little white label VIP dub off him, an early spin, if you will, you know?
Absolutely. Also, another surprise set was Cascade, and he also brought out Alice in Wonderland. They went back to back and we're playing techno. Techno's on the rise, guys. It's here, there, and everywhere. Like, I think it's the new underground, it's the new commerce.
Mate,
definitely.
Techno didn't go anywhere,
it's never been
Pixie.
Anywhere, mate, but it's amazing to see the Americans pick it up.
They do. It's definitely inspired me a lot, this whole trip I've gone.
Pixie,
what was that?
One more question before we go, mate. How many outfits have you gone through?
I have gone through three, but the thing is, I tell you what, it's really, really hot in the day, and then at nighttime, it's windy and dusty and freezing.
Yeah.
So you have to be really smart with what you wear because you're sweating like anything during the day, and then because obviously the wind comes through at nighttime, you're freezing. So I've been wearing pants and some tops. It's been a lot more girlier than what I normally wear because I'm usually a tomboy, but I've gone all out and been wearing the pants and some pretty tops, and it's been feeling very strange. But hey, new era.
Nice.
Thanks, Pixie Lane, live from Coachella. Thanks for your time, mate, and go well.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We'll do.
See you later.
That was the best of George Breakfast. Catch Lee and Tammy 6 till 10 weekdays on George FM.